Grace to you and peace in the name of our newly born Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. There's a saying here in Texas that if you don't like the weather, stick around a bit because it'll change. That was especially true this past fall as we watched temperatures take as much as a 40 to 50 degree swing in simply a 24-hour period. And it happened a couple times. I had a hard time believing when I first moved to Texas that things could change so drastically and in such a short period of time. But they can, and they do. I had a similar reaction to the gospel text this morning from the book of Matthew the first time that I heard and read this story. I had a hard time believing that things could change so drastically and so quickly for baby Jesus. But they could, and they did. A couple of days ago, we were right here in this sanctuary worshiping while the angels heralded Jesus' birth. Now here we are again, a couple days later, in worship, while Herod seeks Jesus' death. It's amazing how the stories in the scriptures surrounding the birth of our Savior Jesus could take him from hero to zero, from wanted to hunted, from prized to despised so quickly. But they do. One moment, Jesus is being worshiped and adored by the wise men. In the next, he is being threatened and hunted by Herod. So much for the joy to the world and peace on earth, right? I'm pretty sure that none of that was expected nor understood by either Joseph or Mary. For everything that had happened to them up until that time led them to believe that they and their son were highly favored of God. You think about the story. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him that the child that his fiancée Mary was carrying within her was from the Holy Spirit, and that she was going to give birth to a son. And they were to name this boy Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And Mary, too, was visited by an angel, the angel Gabriel, who told her that she was highly favored of God, and that she was going to be with child and would give birth to a son, and that this son would be great. He would be called the Son of the Most High. And he would one day reign on David's throne forever. And then both she and Joseph, along with baby Jesus, were visited by a group of shepherds who were guided to them and told about them by a group of angels. And then sometime later, they were all visited and presented gifts by a group of magi who had traveled a very long way to see them and to honor Jesus, and all led to them by a star up in the sky. At every turn, almost everything that happened to them and for them suggested that both they and their son had been specially chosen by God. And then it all came crashing down around them in a matter of a few hours. After the Magi left them, presumably after Joseph and Mary and Jesus went to bed for the night, Joseph was visited by an angel in a dream. and told him to get up and escape to Egypt. Escape with Mary and with Jesus. Because Herod is going to search for the child in order to kill him. He went to bed, you know, that night, happy as clams. Not a care in the world. Having just been visited by this wonderful group of magi, very important, very wealthy men, who gave them some very expensive gifts. And then wham! Like a fire alarm in the middle of the night. They had to wake up, get out, and run for their lives. And not just down the street or over the hill, but all the way to a foreign country, across a vast desert, and to stay for an extended period of time. They must have wondered what in the world had happened to their favored status. As do we, don't we? When we get that dreaded call in the middle of the night, that diagnosis at the doctor's office, that pink slip at work. Things, life, can be going so well for us. Then all of a sudden, it seems like the rug is pulled out from under us. And everything begins to unravel. And we wonder where God is and why he let things go so bad so quickly for us. We go from feeling loved and cared for to feeling abandoned and ignored. But what we feel to be the case and what is actually the case are two very different things, as it was for Jesus and Joseph and Mary. God did not abandon them. He warned them. He guarded them. He guided them. He cared for them every step of the way to and from Egypt. Sure, their fortunes in life took a drastic change. But their standing as the favored of God never did change and never would change. And so it is with us also. Our situation in life might suddenly change as we go from healthy to sick, or happy to sad, or employed to out of work. But our status as the favored of God cannot and will not change, no matter what, ever, because of Jesus. He died for us. He rose for us. And he did that to forgive us of our sins and to win for us a place with God in his heavenly kingdom forever. We have been called and we have been chosen for higher things, for better things, regardless of what negative things may have invaded our lives at the present time. We are the favored of God because he sent his son Jesus to the world to save us. And no illness, and no sadness, and no loss can ever change that. It can never nullify the fact of what God has done for us and what God thinks of us. And thus, even if our fortunes change in this coming year as we head into 2020, and if in this next year we go through some bad times, know that God is guarding and guiding and caring for us, just as he was for Joseph and Mary and Jesus, even as they fled to Egypt. As Isaiah reminds us in his prophecy, he said, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and he will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail." Or as the psalmist reminds us, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." And thus, no matter how quickly or how drastically your life may suddenly someday change, know that you are being loved and watched and protected by the Almighty God of the universe. The same God who sent his son Jesus to this earth to save you will forever, both in this life and in the life to come, sustain you. Because you see, in his eyes, you are highly favored. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, his son. Amen.